4, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today is the last day for Colorado's Redistricting Commission to submit its proposed map of the state's congressional districts. If the members can't compromise, they'll need to turn in a map drawn by nonpartisan staff with limited input from the commission. CPR's Benta Berkland says the group wants to avoid that.
They need a supermajority of the commission to agree. So that's 8 out of 12 commissioners, including the 2 unaffiliated members. So it's hard to get everyone on board with every detail. In recent days, commissioners have been working on tweaks to the staff map, trying to decide how to make changes to get as close as possible to an ideal map enough of them can back.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Denver International Airport says it's getting out of the oil and gas business. CPR's Sam Brash reports the airport plans to plug wells on its property to meet sustainability goals.
Oil and gas wells predate runways at DIA. Most existed before Denver built the airport in the 1990s, and they helped provide some additional revenue until 2018. That's when environmental and budget concerns prompted the airport to stop pumping fossil fuels. A spokesperson now says it hopes to plug about 64 remaining wells within the next 3 years. The commitment is one piece of larger sustainability plans, which also include new solar farms and electric car chargers for travelers. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
RTD has received more than $700 million from the federal government to keep metro area transit service running, but Boulder County says the service hasn't used enough of that money there. County Commissioner Claire Levy.
We're seeing people returning to work, but not having the option of using transit.
RTD is operating about 70% of its pre-pandemic service right now. They're trying to hire more drivers. There's a new bus route in western Colorado. Starting this week, the state's Bustang service makes the round trip between Telluride and Grand Junction every weekday, with stops in Placerville, Olathe, and Delta. Western Colorado and much of the state has rain today and through the rest of the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.